This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back on Inside Black and Gold. Jeff Nowak here. One more segment to go. We are breaking down. Saints 2024 training camp kicks off Wednesday morning with the first practice at the campus of UC Irvine in Orange County, California. I have not been sweating. I dig it. It's not going to rain. Perfect. Perfect. So let's talk about the first 3 things that I'm looking for in the first 2 days of camp. As I explained earlier in the podcast, I'm not going to be posting an episode after Wednesday's practice. I'm going to be posting an episode after Thursday's practice. And one of the reasons is the first item on my list here that I'm looking for. And the question is, what are the rotations? Now, when we talk about roster battles, you can't really look at a roster battle and say, well, this guy won it on day one. This guy's ahead on day one, because a true roster battle, you will see one player taking reps with the ones, say, Wednesday. And then you will look at the next day and you'll say, okay, he's now with the twos and someone else is up with the ones. That's what we saw with Alante Taylor and Paulson Adebo. That's what we probably will see with Jake Haener and Spencer Rattler, right? Any roster battle where it is truly even, you're going to even out the reps. So that's just something that we're not going to really get a good picture of until day two. Now, if we look at it and you see Jake Haener go out there and take first team reps 2 days in a row, then that tells you something, right? There's only a few positions that I think there's a legit roster battle at. Now, one of the roster battles that I think is going to develop that hasn't yet, left guard, I would not be surprised to see Nick Saldivari cede some first team reps to a veteran as we go forward, just to see what those guys have, just to see how the group looks. And we'll go from there. Pass rush is also a question, right? Who gets first team reps? You know, and it's not necessarily first team, but who works in on first team reps behind Cam Jordan, behind Carl Granderson? Who gets that done? I need to see it. You need to go out 2 days of practice and kind of find out where those rotations are happening. And then we can start to grade out, okay, who's actually winning that position battle? Now, some of these can happen with the second and third team. It's a little harder to track. But it is important with the offensive line. So that's one that I always make sure to track, is who's getting the second team reps at offensive line, because the backups at those positions are vital, right? So who's getting the first team reps, or who's getting the second team reps behind Trevor Penning? Who's getting the second team reps behind Taliese Fuanga, behind Cesar Ruiz, behind Eric McCoy, right? Guys like Lucas Patrick, Shane Lemieux, Ole Udo, Landon Young. These are all key players, so we need to see where they are lining up. Another question, Jonathan Abram, Jordan Howden, How are you rotating there? We'll find out. The slot is another question. I don't think there's going to be a true roster battle there. I think you're going to see, for example, Lonte Taylor getting all the first team reps, Khalid McKinstry getting all of the second team reps, and you're going to go for there. But that's going to be the first major thing that I take note of over these first couple days. Item two. Jerry Maguire said, show me the money. I say, show me the speed. Yes, this offense, in my opinion, is only going to work if you lean into the athleticism and speed of the players involved. I want to see Rashid Shaheed, who we talked about extensively. I want to see him get the ball in space with room to run. Chris Olave, I want to see him get the ball in space with room to run. Alvin Kamara, do you sense a trend? I want it to get him the ball in space with room to run. I want to stretch the defense to the edge of the field and see how they handle it. I want the Saints defense to be run ragged in these practices. We'll worry about the defense when the season gets here. Right now, I am more interested in seeing this offense win, and I need them to win in ways that take advantage of the athleticism, that gets Trevor Penning and Talia Shifuanga and Nick Saldiveri and Cesar Ruiz and Eric McCoy out in space, all five premier athletes at their positions, right? It's been a while since you've seen the Saints have truly elite athleticism on offensive line, right? You know, we talked about Ryan Ramczyk. He was always at such a high level. I would never accuse him of being the most athletic tackle in the world, right? So you got to figure it out that way, but now you do have all these athletic guys. Like for Trevor Penning, you know, for all of his faults and the struggles he's had, it hasn't been an athleticism problem. It's been a between the ears problem. So can you take that load off? Can you get him in space? Can you get the defense moving from side to side, create those running lanes and let Alvin Kamara break some long runs that you have not been able to see, right? Kendre Miller, same thing. I want to see the offense beating the defense. Now, it's tough. Usually in camp, the defense will start a little ahead of the offense because there's position that needs to happen. But I think the defense is going to be actually having a hard time keeping up with the offense and kind of learning in real time how they operate. So for me to be happy after the first 2 days of practice, I need to see the defense get torched a little bit. Because I don't know how far this team can go if the offense doesn't do what it's advertised to do. And I'd like to see that happen early before the defense can necessarily figure it out, right? Like what happens when you do have that advantage? And I think the defense will only get better as they go and they get more used to seeing this new offense under Clint Kubiak. But use that speed, take advantage of it. I want to see it early. I want to see it often. I want to see it ingrained into this offense because that's what has driven me nuts over the last two seasons with Pete Carmichael. Is you got this guy in Chris Olave who you get him in space and no one's touching him. You never get him in space. Rashid Shaheed, he only gets the ball 40 yards down the field. Throw a screen. Do something. You can get it done. I promise. Either way, that's number two. And then finally, you know, we're going to be talking about it. Who is ahead in the QB2 race? Like, we're, you know, like I mentioned, you're going to see a rotation, I imagine. But who's winning those reps? Who is really kind of putting their stamp on that backup quarterback position? And I think, to me right now, I'd put Jake ahead. I think this team, if they're being honest with themselves, would rather just keep two quarterbacks. But in order to do that, Spencer Rattler is going to have to prove that he can walk in and play on day one, that he can get into the game if Derek leaves with an injury and go win it, right? So he's going to have to look poised. He's going to have to look comfortable. He's going to have to look like he understands the offense. He's going to have to look like he has improved and picked up on things that he may have been slow at in rookie minicamp, in OTAs, in minicamp. To his credit, it seems like he's done that. So it seems like he's done that so far. So we'll have to continue to see how that goes. But you know, it's going to be what I look at to kind of get a baseline of, okay, can he potentially be the backup quarterback? We're not going to get real answers until we get into the preseason games, but we can get started. And this is where it's going to be. This is where you're going to start to really form those opinions of, okay, this kid could be something versus he was a fifth round pick for a reason. But all right, that's going to be it. I'm going to wrap up this episode of Inside Black and Gold. I'm Jeff Nowak. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Going to be out in Irvine for about 25 more days after this. We're also going to head out to Arizona for a weekend. Then we're going to go to San Francisco for a weekend before heading back to New Orleans. So I'm going to start scouting for a more picturesque area where I might be able to record some of these podcasts going forward. We're going to try to get Steve on for the pod later in the week. Obviously, the time difference and scheduling, trying to navigate around practices, which are all in the morning and kind of crossing over when we would typically record, makes things difficult. But we're going to do our best. I'm also going to get content from Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, who are out here with us. And hopefully I can catch up with a few of the reporters, a few of the other people who are out here at camp. Obviously, we're going to have one-on-one interviews with players. We're going to get guys to the podium. Tentatively on Wednesday, we're going to talk to Alvin Kamara. So that'll obviously be a huge storyline. I doubt that he's going to dive it very much into his contract. But hey, we'll see. Body language says a lot with Alvin, and we'll find out what that is. But until then, who dat? Go Saints. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Be easy, y'all. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.